Dr. Russie Rasmus is locked in with the Springboks until the 2031 Rugby World Cup. And today you are going to get a front row seat to the details of Doc's brand new SARU contract. Before I give you all the juicy details, I'd like to encourage you to get hold of my book, How to Become a Sports Journalist. I've been in this business for 20 years, guys, and I've shared my journey and offered advice in this book. If you're an aspiring journalist or in a mid-career rut, I believe this book is for you. It's available on Amazon and the link is in the description area below. So Russie has signed a 6-year contract extension with SARU. This means Erasmus will remain as our head coach all the way to the 2031 Rugby World Cup in the USA. I, for one, think this is magnificent. Doc has delivered unprecedented success. In his role just as the head coach, he has won a Rugby World Cup, 3 Rugby Championships, 3 Mandela Plates, 2 Freedom Cups, and 2 Qatar Airways Cups. We're also on a hot streak of note. The Springboks have won 27 of their last 31 Test matches. We've achieved a record victory over the All Blacks in New Zealand, and we hold every trophy available to us.
Relentless, remorseless.
What's not to love? I don't believe we've ever had it this good. It's a far cry from when Doc returned to South Africa in 2018 as our director of rugby. He was also the head coach, don't forget. We were very much in the doldrums. The Boks had suffered record defeats to Argentina, Ireland, Italy, and the Kiwis in the previous couple of years. But in a stunning turnaround, Erasmus put together a strong group of players, backed them, built some momentum, and pulled off a surprise victory at the 2019 Rugby World Cup in Japan. SARU President Mark Alexander understandably sees Doc's contract extension as a no-brainer. Here's what he said. This decision reflects not only Russie's remarkable track record of success, but also the enduring impact he has made in shaping the identity of our game. Under his leadership, the Springboks have achieved historic milestones, consistently setting the standard for performance on the global stage. He has refined a style of play that is uniquely suited to our strengths, combining physicality, tactical intelligence, and resilience, and in doing so, has ensured that South African rugby remains both distinctive and formidable. Beyond results, his tenure has been defined by vision and consistency. He has instilled a culture of accountability, unity, and belief that resonates across our players, management, and supporters. His ability to adapt, innovate, and inspire has positioned South African rugby as a benchmark for others, while safeguarding the traditions and values that make our game a source of national pride. Doc himself was delighted with his new contract. Here's what he had to say. This was a quick and easy conversation to reach agreement. I have always said that I would find it hard to coach any other international team, and I'm very happy to continue as long as the South African public wants me. I'd like to thank SA Rugby and the franchises for the support and backing they have given me and the Springboks over the past few years. It hasn't always been easy, but we are improving. Although this is a long-term agreement, we're not looking beyond a really tough 2026 schedule right now. I am genuinely delighted by this. There are some who say this is not on. Their belief is that the coach should only be in place for a shorter period of time. Almost like in politics, where a president or prime minister is in office for a few years, maybe another few years, but only if he wins the next election, and then he has to step aside. And in a way, we've kind of been doing that since 2004. SARU gave Jake White 4 years, and the same amount of time was afforded to Peter de Villiers and Heineke Meyer. Alistair Kutsir was supposed to get 4 years too, but obviously things went badly down the toilet during his time. Now, I'm not against the principle of saying, okay, coach, you've got the job for 4 years. Your mandate is to win as many tests as possible, and at the end of the 4 years, we want to win the World Cup. But at the same time, if the coach is doing well, then why change? In football, Germany kept Joachim Löw around for more than a decade. Löw led the Germans to three semi-finals in a row in major tournaments before eventually winning the World Cup. Imagine if they had said to him after 4 years, "Thanks for the memories." Maybe the Germans would have won the next World Cup anyway, but who knows? I can also remember in cricket in the 90s when South Africa had Bob Woolmer. The Englishman was an outstanding cricket coach. He took charge of the Proteas for 5 years. And then the wisdom seemed to be, okay, we've given you 5 years and now we're moving on. Under Woolmer's leadership, we achieved a lot of success. Not renewing his contract was hardly a signal that he had failed. Jake White was keen to continue after winning the 2007 World Cup. Saru told him he had to reapply for his job. I think we can all be very grateful. Saru is a very different organization these days. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is that if the coach is doing well, and Rassie is doing exceptionally well, then why change him? Unless you genuinely believe someone else can come in and do better. And let's be frank, who exactly is going to come in and improve on winning every trophy in sight? I'm sure the likes of Franco Smith, Johan van Graan, and even Johan Ackermann have ambitions of one day coaching the Springboks. And maybe they will get their chance, but maybe they won't. That's just how life works. Doc is currently 53 years old. By the time that we win the 2031 Rugby World Cup, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, he will be 59. Arguably, he could sign another six-year contract. In fact, make it 8 years, and he can take us to the 2039 and 2035 World Cups, the one before and after. I meant to say 35 and then 39. And then we will leave him alone to retire in peace. Of course, the truth is that Rassie has earned the right to walk away whenever he wants to. He has delivered unprecedented success and untold joy to our country. And we just love him. By the way, no word yet on Doc's coaching staff. My guess is that some of them will be keen to stay on beyond their current contracts, but others will be keen to move on at the end of their deal. That's also just human nature. Whoever it is, whether it's Mzwandile Stick, Dion Davids and Don Himan, or Felix Jones, Tony Brown and Jerry Flannery. No doubt some of them will fancy a head coach job at some point, or they could also be tempted by a fresh challenge somewhere else. Again, that's just life. But what do you think? Are you, like me, thrilled that Rassie has been handed a fresh six-year deal? Or do you think it's a mistake and that he should step aside and give someone else a chance after the 2027 Rugby World Cup? Let me know in the comment section down below, and I'll see you next time.